This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, I'm Sarah. When planning our home birth, my husband Matthew and I were really frustrated by the lack of empowering and honest home birth resources. So we created this podcast to start a new conversation for moms and families like us. This is Doing It at Home. Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm Sarah, and with me is my master of bath time husband, Matthew.
Bathmaster
Matthew. That could be your rap name.
No, that is terrible.
Whatever. Yeah. So I say Bathmaster just because you are the king of bath time with Maya, and it's so cute to watch for any of you pregnant moms out there, soon to be mommies. Bath time is an amazing time for dads to bond with baby. Our midwives actually recommended that to us, and you know, doing breastfeeding, I spend a lot of quality time with Maya, mm-hmm. and this is a way for them to connect, and it's just so cute, and it's so sweet, and you're the best at it, so I wanted to acknowledge you for that.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You
know, it is dads and partners in general.
Yes.
It's an awesome time to just hang out with your baby and serve them, get them nice and clean, and yeah, I love it.
Nooks and crannies, and get that cheese out of the armpits and the neck.
The neck. Smells.
Yes. Okay. So, we wanted to drop a little pro tip for you home birth planners out there. And that's if you're wondering where you can get more resources or tap into other home birthing communities or just get some questions answered outside of our amazing podcast, of course. Simple thing, take it to Facebook and just type in home birth and in your area, and you'd be surprised at some of the things that pop up, like groups and articles maybe, and you can really find stuff within your area to connect you with a conversation around home birth.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Yes.
And just backing up real quick, we get a lot of feedback from listeners that finding resources is a challenge for them.
Yes.
That, you know, they're happy they stumbled across our podcast, but then finding resources and information to help them where they live, you know, locally, because home birth is a local thing. So finding those resources is a challenge. And so Sarah had the idea of, you know, at the top of every episode, just sharing a resource. And like Sarah was saying, Facebook is great for finding these groups, these home birth groups in your state. I was on there just 5 minutes ago typing in home birth and then a random state, and would see that a lot of home birth groups pop up. So what you do is literally go into Facebook, go in that little search bar, type in home birth and your state, maybe even your city, and you'll get a bunch of results. And then from there, scroll down until you find the groups. And you'll probably see a few dozen, a few hundred, maybe a few thousand members in these groups. They're typically smaller, but the conversations in there are awesome, and they're just super rich, and you know, people are looking for help and are helping others. So it's a great place to find a little community in your area to help you just support through your pregnancy and home birth journey.
Yes, cool. All right, there you have it. That's the tip for the
week.
All right,
it's episode time.
Nice. Let's get into it. Speaking of support and help you through your process, affirmations that's what we're really going in on today. And really got inspired to do a shorter, but an episode entirely dedicated to affirmation during pregnancy and preparing for home birth and the birth itself. We utilized affirmations during both those time frames. That was really big for me. And we've spoken with a lot of moms recently doing our interviews, hearing their home birth stories, and they shared that affirmations were very integral in their process as well. So I thought it would be cool to kind of create our own, you know, doing it at home exclusive affirmations, one from each of us for both stages, pregnancy and birth itself. And so I'm going to share one for each for mommies, and Matthew's going to share one for dads, because I think dads need to be affirmed too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is, you know, I'm going to share one, and then maybe we'll give like a little commentary on it, or what we like about it, or why it's meaningful to us. And then we'll just kind of ping back and forth. Does that sound cool to you?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do it.
So pregnancy affirmation. Mine is.
This is for moms.
Yes, for moms. I am fully connected to my body and my baby's needs. And why that's important for me is I think that time frame of pregnancy, you know, those 10 months for me, 10 months, it's really time to get into relationship with this new stage of your body physically, and to get to know this little person you're growing inside you. And fully connected, you know, creates the space for me, whoever, to prepare and trust that everything you're doing during this time frame is just getting you prepared. And it's almost like you two are, you're a team. You are. It's not like you are. You are. And you're practicing, and you're getting to know each other better, and you're getting so in tuned and in sync with each other that by the time birthday arrives, y'all are just rolling so powerfully, and you're ready and prepped together. So that's my affirmation and why it's important to me. What do you think about that?
Oh, I like it. Especially like the, when you talked about being a team, just, you know, so many, it's so true that mommy and baby, they communicate, you know, baby talks to you in his or her own way. And, you know, he or she will tell you what they need at the time, what's going on with them. And, it's just a, you know, nine, 10 month process of tuning in and really just getting in touch with baby. And so I dig your affirmation. I think it's beautiful. And, I think it's something that you just, for soon-to-be moms out there, you are fully connected to your body.
And to tie it into home birth for a second, you know, in a home birth, you won't have those monitors and hooked up to things and all that sort of stuff. So I think this affirmation, in particular for home birth, it's allowing you to be fully connected with your body. You know, yeah. Not other things or other outside interventions. That's the word I wanted. You know, it's you fully connected. So that's why I like it for home birth.
Cool. I dig it.
All right. You got one for dads for pregnancy?
Yes. It's on my phone right here. All right. I anticipate our upcoming birth with joy and peace in my heart. It will unfold exactly as it should. And the reason why I really like this affirmation is because for the dads, for the partners who are not experiencing physically the birth, at times it seems like you're just kind of hanging out and you're really just there to support. And, you know, I remember myself, my mind constantly went to our due date, our guest date, and was just thinking about that guest date. So, you know, all sorts of emotions come up as you start thinking into the future about what's going to happen. So it's really important to become present. And when you are anticipating that upcoming birth, like just having peace around the birth that you are going to experience, and joy and happy anticipation for the new life that you're going to be meeting soon. And then the second part of this, you know, it will unfold exactly as it should. That really helped me. You know, everything is going to happen the way that it should. It just helped me to release some of the anxiety I had, because you don't have a lot of control as a dad, as a partner in the situation. So, you know, for somebody who, like myself, when I have control, I feel a little bit better. I feel a little bit more comfortable. So releasing that need to control by telling myself that things are just gonna, they're gonna happen the way they're gonna happen, the way that they should. It really helped me to lessen any sort of anxiety I was feeling, lessen any sort of fear, and truly become present, because the pregnancy is an amazingly beautiful time. There's no time like it. Mm. And so to always be, you know, projecting what's going to happen in the future and thinking about that and anticipating that, you really are missing out on an amazing experience, which is the pregnancy. So that's my affirmation.
Wow. I really don't have a lot of commentary on that. That was really awesome. You went really in depth, and I'm realizing my affirmations are a little shorter than yours, but that's cool because moms will be busy. And so shorter for me is better. Just keep it short and sweet. But the dads can reflect a little bit on what you've got for them. I love that. I think it's great that that unfolding as it should, I think kind of speaks to the planning and the proactiveness that we witnessed and experienced, and we have also heard from home birth couples that they have. And when you're that much more involved in the process and more intimate with creating the experience, it does unfold exactly as it should. And mm-hmm. even if it's not exactly how you saw it, you're at peace with it because you felt so prepared and so peaceful, as you said. So I love it. I dig it all.
Cool. So those were the pregnancy affirmations. So
and
you want to do.
We will write these out fully in the show notes. So if you want to like copy and paste them or write it down somewhere for yourself. So, you know, don't worry if you're driving or something, you couldn't write that down. We'll put them in the show notes.
Yeah. And they'll be at DIAHpodcast.com. And like Sarah said, it'll be in the show notes.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to birth time.
Cool.
Birth time affirmation from moi to the ladies is, I am powerful, peaceful, and fully supported as I give birth. Now, like I said, I kind of kept them short and sweet and simple because that's what was helpful for me during birth, is just something that I could really latch on to and remember. And I chose this because the powerful, it's really a reminder of how amazing you are and everything you've done up until this point. And the peaceful aspect, kind of similar to what you just said in your last one, if you have the mindset around peace, then that's what will be. And when you can put yourself in a state of peace as birthing time is happening, then whatever does come up that you weren't directly anticipating or expecting, you can handle it that much more peacefully and powerfully, and just flow through it, you know, just flow through it beautifully, like stay present and move. And the supported piece, it's so important to feel supported in birth, especially home birth. You know, it's that much more intimate and just magical. And to remind yourself that you are supported in all ways, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, it just makes the experience that much more intense in an awesome way. Like the room has a pulse to it when you are supported fully and you feel in your full support, divine feminine, if you want to, you know,
and your beingness.
Yeah. So that's my birth affirmation.
Very cool. What comes up for me as I'm hearing your birth affirmation is this truth that as a mom, you know, who's experiencing birth, your body is designed perfectly for it.
Yes. Yes.
You know, when your first statement, I am powerful, you know, it's like, I am perfectly built for carrying, for carrying this new life, nurturing this new life, growing this new life, and birthing this new life. And so moms, you are powerful. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't feel it, even if you have fears, even if you have, you know, anxieties and all this stuff, these things, like, you are powerful simply because you are woman.
Woo.
Seriously, I mean, I respected and loved women before we became pregnant. Mm. But experiencing you and now experiencing other moms through this podcast and through the the doors that have opened for us since we launched this thing. I just have a completely just explosive reverence for moms.
I love that.
Yeah. So yes, you all are powerful and peaceful and fully supported. So I dig your birth affirmation.
Thank you. Let's get yours.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. This one is for the dads. Dads, this is something for you during birth. I am strong. I am capable. I am intuitive. I am compassionate. I am patient. I am a parent.
You really brought it today. Shush.
Okay. I have to be fully transparent. A lot of this came from another blog that I was reading, and then I just sort of like zipped a couple of them together, and yeah, you know, put my stank on it.
Okay.
So we'll put a link to that blog in the show notes as well.
Okay.
You know, I did tweak them a little bit. And what I think is super cool about this, so I don't know if you mentioned it at the top of the episode that we didn't see each other's affirmations before.
No, we did not. And I did not sharing. Mention that.
Yeah, okay, so I didn't know what Sarah's were. She had no idea what mine were. It's really cool that our birth affirmations both start with an I am statement.
I was going to comment on that at the end, yeah, and how awesome that is that, you know, when you put I am in front of anything, you know, I am sets you up for whatever it is you say after it. I am are two of the most, you know, powerful words when put together you can ever utter. So that is really cool that we both were on that wavelength.
Yeah. So for dads, this affirmation has a lot packed into it, and it's very intentional. So I am strong. You are strong. You know, during birth, you're going to be asked to do things physically, mentally, emotionally that you may not have done before, that you may not have known exactly how to prepare for, but you are strong. You are strong as a partner, and you can flow with whatever comes your way. You are also capable. Those two things go hand in hand. You're capable of rising to any need that comes up during, you know, the labor and the birthing process. You're capable of handling any situation that might present itself, any challenge, anything that you guys didn't prepare for that comes up. You are capable of handling it. You are also intuitive. You are able to predict what your partner is going to need before she might need it. You can just feel it. You guys are so connected that you can feel what she needs and what she wants, and therefore you can be there for her. You are also incredibly compassionate because this birthing process is going to require a lot of you. And at times you might think to yourself, well, I'm tired. I'm hungry. I would love to take a nap. You know, I would love to shower. But you are compassionate because you are watching your wife, your partner, as she is going through one of the most beautiful experiences of both of your lives. And you are compassionate as to what she is experiencing. You are also patient. You are also patient because baby's going to come out when baby wants to come out. You know, when you're doing it at home, you really are surrendering to the time. We've heard a couple of stories of women who labored for 2 hours. We've heard a few stories of women whose water broke and 2.5 days later, they're like, when the hell is this baby going to come? I think one, was it 4 days?
Close to that.
Four days after the water broke, and you know, she was still like, okay. So fathers, dads, partners, you are patient. And finally, you are a parent. So all those things wrapped up into it, you know, you are a parent, whether or not you know, it's your seed or whether you did in vitro or whatever it is, you are still a parent and you can do it.
That is outstanding. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's, you know, again, especially for home birth, there's so many elements that are different. And like you said, you have to surrender to as a participant in the home birth, and you know, for dads, it can be tough. I have total compassion for the role of dad, because like you said, sometimes you can feel like you can't do anything. There's a helpless aspect to it. You want to help. You're not feeling what your partner is feeling. So, you know, that's an element as well. And that affirmation just encompasses it all to create an amazing birth partner. If you recite that to yourself and wear that on, write it down for yourself during the day of birth, you know, scoot off to the bathroom for 2 seconds and then, you know, in a contraction break and read that to yourself, you are going to be well equipped to be the most awesome support for mama and baby. I love it.
Cool. Well, those are our four four affirmations.
Yeah. Take them, write them down, incept them, love them, and tell us what you think of them. And tell us your affirmations that you are either creating for yourself right now if you're pregnant planning your home birth, or, you know, you had your birth and there was something that really just resonated with you and was your mantra of sorts through the birth experiences. We'd love to hear it and kind of maybe create this whole list of awesome home birth affirmations.
Yeah. So what we'll do is if you guys email us or, you know, hit Sarah up on Instagram. What's your screen name on Instagram?
Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, M as in Mary, Bivens. No spaces, no underscores, all lowercase, Sarah M. Bivens.
Cool. So, you know, get at Sarah on Instagram or shoot us an email, hello@diahpodcast.com. And as we collect these affirmations, we'll throw them in the show notes.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of have a big old list of affirmations in there. And this was cool. This was your idea, Sarah, to do this. And it's kind of fun doing it kind of on the spot. You said, hey, let's do an episode with affirmations. Come up with two. Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. Quick homework.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were a great student. You showed up.
Awesome. Anything else?
To you listeners, I will affirm you right now. You are awesome. All of you. No matter where you are, what you're doing, you're taking time to hang out with us and listen to some empowering, awesome material. So, yeah, affirm yourself.
Cool.
And that's it for today. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Peace. Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme. Come on, beautiful, it's podcast time.
So you're gonna edit this?
I'll probably leave it in.
Okay.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.